Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Pennant Park Investment Corporation, also known by its ticker, PNNT. If you're a long-term investor looking to dig into the nitty-gritty of this player in the financial space, you're in the right place. Today, we're breaking down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Pennant Park, a business development company focused on providing debt and equity financing to middle-market companies. Let's unpack what makes this stock tick, look at recent performance and news, and figure out if it's a solid pick for your portfolio. First, a quick overview for those who might not be as familiar with Pennant Park Investment Corporation. Operating in the financial services sector, specifically within the asset management and custody banks industry, this company specializes in lending to businesses that are often overlooked by traditional banks. Think of them as a niche financier, stepping in with creative capital solutions. With a decent market cap and a focus on generating income through high-yield investments, they've carved out a space in a competitive field. Now, let's dive into what's been happening lately with their performance and any buzz in the news before we get into the meat of our SWOT analysis. Looking at recent performance, Pennant Park has shown some mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, the stock has had its ups and downs over the past few weeks and months. But when you zoom out to a longer horizon, like the past year or even 5 years, you start to see how it stacks up against industry trends in financial services. There's been some volatility, which isn't unusual for a company in this space, especially given the sensitivity to interest rates and economic cycles. On the news front, there's been chatter around their portfolio performance and dividend announcements, which are critical for income-focused investors like many of you. Earnings call transcripts also hint at management's confidence in navigating market conditions, which we'll touch on as we go through the analysis. So with that backdrop, let's jump into the SWOT and see where Pennant Park stands. Strengths: solid dividend yield. One of the standout features for Pennant Park is its attractive dividend yield. For income investors, this is a big draw, as the company consistently prioritizes returning cash to shareholders, making it a potential cornerstone for a yield-focused portfolio. Niche market focus. Their specialization in middle market financing gives them an edge. They're not just another lender. They target businesses with specific needs, often securing higher yields on their investments compared to more traditional financial institutions. Strong gross profit margins. Looking at their financials, the gross profit margin is impressive, reflecting their ability to generate revenue efficiently from their investment portfolio. This shows operational strength, even in a competitive sector. Experienced management insights. Recent earnings call summaries suggest that leadership has a clear handle on market dynamics. They've been vocal about strategic adjustments to their portfolio, which could bode well for long-term stability. Weaknesses: high debt levels. Here's where I've got to be a bit critical. The debt-to-equity ratio is on the higher side, which raises some red flags. For a company in the lending business, carrying too much leverage can be risky, especially if economic conditions tighten or interest rates spike further. Performance volatility. While the long-term picture has its merits, short-term performance metrics show inconsistency. Over the past few weeks and months, the stock hasn't always kept pace with broader industry gains, which might frustrate investors looking for steady momentum. Limited liquidity ratios. Both the current and quick ratios suggest that Pennant Park might face challenges in covering short-term obligations if push comes to shove. It's not a deal breaker, but it's something to keep an eye on for risk-averse folks. Opportunities. Interest rate environment. With the current economic landscape, there's potential for Pennant Park to capitalize on higher interest rates. As a lender, rising rates can mean better returns on their loans, provided they manage credit risk well. Expansion in middle market demand. There's growing demand for alternative financing among middle market companies, especially as traditional banks tighten their belts. Pennant Park is well positioned to step into this gap and grow its portfolio if they play their cards right. Looking at historical revenue figures from their income statements, there's been a steady base to build on. If they can leverage industry trends and continue innovating in their deal structures, there's room for top-line expansion. Forward valuation appeal. The forward PE ratio looks reasonable compared to industry averages, suggesting the stock might not be overpriced for what it offers. For long-term investors, this could signal a buying window if other fundamentals align. Threats. Economic sensitivity. Let's not sugarcoat it. PennantPark's business model is tied to the broader economy. A downturn or recession could hit their borrowers hard, leading to higher default rates and squeezing their returns. Competitive pressure. The financial services sector isn't exactly a quiet pond. There are plenty of other players, from big banks to other business development companies, all vying for the same deals. Standing out will require constant innovation. Regulatory risks. Changes in financial regulations could throw a wrench into their operations. Whether it's tighter lending rules or shifts in tax policies, PennantPark needs to stay nimble to avoid getting caught off guard. Industry underperformance. While PennantPark has its strengths, the broader industry performance metrics show some lag compared to other sectors. If the asset management space continues to face headwinds, it could drag down even well-run companies like this one. Now, let's tie this all together with a bit of perspective. For long-term investors, PennantPark offers a compelling case if you're chasing income through dividends and believe in the resilience of middle-market financing. The high yield and niche focus are big pluses, but you've got to weigh that against the debt burden and economic risks. Short-term volatility might make your stomach churn, but if you're in it for the long haul, those fluctuations could be noise rather than a signal to bail. I'd keep an eye on how management handles their leverage and whether they can grow revenue without overextending themselves. Also, those earnings call insights are gold. Management's tone suggests they're not just sitting on their hands, which is reassuring. In terms of valuation, the forward PE isn't screaming overvalued, so there might be a window here for patient investors, especially if interest rates keep working in their favor. On the flip side, don't ignore the broader threats like economic slowdowns or industry competition. It's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. You'll want to stay updated on their quarterly results and any shifts in their portfolio health. So wrapping up, PennantPark Investment Corporation presents a mixed bag with some strong income potential, but notable risks to monitor. For a long-term strategy, it could fit nicely into a diversified portfolio, especially if you're overweight in growth stocks and need some yield to balance things out. As always, do your own deep dive, but I hope this breakdown gives you a solid starting point. Stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap, where we bring you daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform for a quick reference. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think about PennantPark's outlook? Let's keep the conversation going.